episode 4 of the PPC Renegades, and this is Martin, and I'm here with Blake and Aaron once again, and you can find me on Twitter at SEO Tips to Go with the number 2, and if you want to find Blake, you check him out at Shaken Blake, S-H-A-K-E-N underscore Blake, and then to find Aaron, you go to at Aaron I-268. So Blake, what is the topic today?
Today's topic, this is mainly episode 2 of our website podcast. When you're a designer evaluating your website, what should you look for? So I'm going to go ahead and turn the floor to Aaron, and he's going to give us his design insight to this question.
Thanks, Blake. Martin, well, what should you look for when you're working on maybe the initial design or evaluating your current site and seeing what you can do to improve, or if you're getting ready to work on a redesign? What you want to look for is simplicity. Some people say that less is more, some people say more is more, and I believe that enough is more. What is it, when your users are there, what are you trying to convey to them? What's the message you want them to see, and what is your goal and vision? So if I'm selling a sign-up service on my site, maybe it's some type of networking site, or maybe I'm signing people up to have extra storage for their hard drives and different things like that, so they can have online storage space. What is it exactly that I'm doing? What do I want them to do while they're there? And what is the quickest way for me to get them to do that? So if I'm looking at designing a new site, I can say, hey, okay, what am I trying to convey? What do I want them to do while they're here, once they've learned what I'm conveying and the message that I'm telling them? And what's the quickest way for them to be able to do that?
So when it comes down to it, then when someone's trying to do like a call to action, like what it would be like a call to action?
A call to action would be, you know, someone's come to your site or your landing page, and you know, they've heard your pitch. Maybe, you know, it's a little landing page. They've clicked on a link via Twitter or an email or something along those lines, and they come to your page and you've given them the little spiel. We're the best. You really need everything we have and need to pay us lots of money to do it. And then your call to action, you know, most times we see them as buy now, sign up now. But, you know, those are good and those are functional and they work. We've all seen those. But what I think really can help is if you engage them on a personal level and actually like bring them along on your journey, right? Like come be a part of our team, you know, journey along in this with us. Those types of things that are like are welcoming, and it all really depends on what product or service you're offering. There's lots of things, especially if it's community based. Mm-hmm. Come be a part of our family. Come sign. You know, try to stay away from some of the drier buy now, sign up now. I mean, obviously, from a usability standpoint, someone's going to look at that and say, "Oh, this is where I click to buy if it says buy now."
Right.
But then it's also a little bit less intimidating, and you give them a little more of the warm fuzzies. You've warmed them up a little bit when you're like, you know, hey, come and have the best experience of your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you want to basically make them feel like they're part of a community, part of an idea, a cause.
Yeah, maybe give something.
Absolutely. Make them part of the process.
Right.
What would be a couple, you know, maybe color tips you would say? Like, are you going to want a big black background with flashing yellow everywhere saying buy now? What are you going to look for as far as, like, color schemes you're doing?
Yeah, I would say, once again, where I say enough is more or even less is more in this area, you know, you definitely want the area that you have your call to action to be simple, right? You want it to be smooth. You want them to not be overwhelmed by it, but then you don't want it to be too low key that they just can't find it. But just a nice simple button that's well put together, or a nice well thought out form with a, you know, all that put together would be great. Softer colors, you know, I really like minimal design, so I like nice, easy colors that are easy on the eyes, and nothing bright red, nothing bright pink, stuff like that. Just nice, straightforward, clean, and
so
simple.
So essentially what you're saying is convey your message the way you want it conveyed.
Yes, and remember, character analysis and vision are very important. So make sure you're conveying your vision and who you are, and give your site a little bit of character so they feel welcome and warm while they're there.
All right, then if you guys want to check out Aaron more, you can find him at thisisaaronslife.com, and this podcast was brought to you by rickettyroo.com. And until next time, I guess we'll catch you later.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See you next time.